The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now, he was with us but a short time before. He's back again at our request. Patrick Sasser from notollct.org. Yes, tolls is something that we don't even want to talk about. And we've got a guy with us that, boy, I want to tell you, the first time he was with us, you knew he meant business. And I think, as I said that particular day, that this is going to be a big deal, and I don't think they're going to get what they want. That's just my opinion. And here is Mr. Patrick Sasser, our special guest. Patrick, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you, too. And you're right, this is a fight, but we are turning it into a battle, and these lawmakers are going to feel the pressure.
Hey, Patrick, what made you get into this? What made you as a citizen say, I've got to do something, I can't just stand around here?
Well, it actually started last year when the toll bill started gaining momentum on the in the Transportation Committee last year. It was literally the straw that broke my back. I just said, this is crazy, when I started hearing the number of tolls. And I got involved last year, myself and a couple small business owners in Stamford. We held a rally here in Stamford. I went up to Hartford and spoke at a public hearing. I got on the radio shows last year and just got people engaged, got people to make phone calls, and it eventually the lawmakers back down. They didn't vote on it in the House, and we won. We had a victory. They heard us loud and clear. Unfortunately, this year, a brand new freshman senator from Greenwich, Connecticut, she decided to put the toll bill back up for discussion.
And that is how it happened again. But you know what I was saying the other day? I think that they have made a big mistake this time, because wherever I go, I have people bringing this up. And I think this is the kind of time that we can do it. And now that you're involved with it, I think it can really, really shake up the fireplace, so to speak.
Absolutely. And you know, there are a lot of people standing strong with me. There is a women's group called 100 Women Strong who have joined forces with me. There are other business owners throughout Connecticut who have joined forces, and really what we've begun doing is really organizing this go-around so that the lawmakers really feel the pressure. And our number one thing we're asking people to do right now is get on our website, notollct.org, and sign the petition. We want to get at least 1 million people on that petition so that the governor and every lawmaker in Connecticut can hear us loud and clear. We don't want to see 82 tolls peppered throughout the highways of our state. No other state in our country has that kind of tolling system. All it's going to do is hurt the economy in Connecticut, hurt the businesses in Connecticut. It's going to drive people out of Connecticut. There is nothing positive about installing all these tolls in Connecticut right now. That's not what's going to fix our economic crisis. And as you can see, the lawmakers every day now, all they're doing is introducing more and more bills to just take and take and take. No one has shown anything yet about how to reduce the spending in our state.
Of course not. Patrick Sasser is the guest from notollct.org. Patrick, I had a laugh. You were mentioning that new freshman senator down in your neck of the woods here in Fairfield County who replaced Scott Franz. Scott Franz was a friend of our program and a good guy on finances and taxes in the state. I had a laugh the other day. She was at that public forum down there, and she said, "Well, you know," and she openly said, "Well, yeah, it may cost people $400, $500, $600 a year," but she came up with this figure of, "But it's going to save you over $2,000 a year." And she gave some sort of mumbo jumbo after that, and I just sat there, Patrick, and I read that. I said, "Who believes this? Who just?" I said, "Are you?" I said, "This is crap. Who believes? Oh, it's going to save you $2,800 a year. Where does she come up with that?"
You know, it was funny. She was allowing herself to spew out all these what she considered facts.
Yeah.
When I was finally called upon the second night in Stanford, I tried to present some facts based on the latest toll study that we, the taxpayers, paid for, by the way.
Yeah.
She grabbed the microphone and began cutting me off, and then started threatening to have me removed from the meeting. And I was being extremely cordial.
Well, yeah.
Even at the point
naturally,
where...
Naturally.
Well, and Patrick, I saw, and Brad, I don't know whether you saw this, she has, now this, Andrea, whatever her name is down there.
I know, yes.
Now she has, Patrick, it's true, like, when there is set of, she has rules for her her public meetings about...
what people can do.
What people can do and how they have to comport herself. And I'm not surprised that she almost had to have you tossed there. My God.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty funny when one of her staff members, a lady, grabbed my arm like she was going to pull me out of the room.
What are you, nuts? I would have said, excuse me, Senator, with all due respect, you've been to the General Assembly for 5 minutes, okay?
Right.
So just, you know, Patrick, my other question here is, I floated this with Brad here, too. I'm wondering if we're getting a rope-a-dope here or a bait and switch. I'm wondering, Patrick, if this study, which has, like you and said, and Brad and I have been talking about, 82 possible tolls.
Yep.
If they're going to come out and say, "Well, you know, we have a heart. We love the people of Connecticut. So we're reassessing now. Instead of 82 tolls, we heard you. We heard all the thousands of you with your weeping children coming to us. And instead of 82 tolls, we're going to be nice and only do 30 or 40. You know, because, Patrick, when I saw 82 tolls, I said, "That's nuts. That's a toll every 10 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing here?" So I'm wondering if this is a little rope-a-dope here. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't care if they say they're going to install free tolls.
Yeah.
I am against tolls 100%.
Absolutely.
As the Yankee Institute
says in their
quote.
That's it right there. You're against it. Period.
Yeah, they say in their quotes, "Not one more cent."
No, it's true.
You know, until this state can show its residents that they can manage the funds that they currently collect and they currently take from us, why would we ever agree to another stream of revenue coming in?
Well, and again, Patrick, that's the whole thing. Why should we trust the General Assembly when I've been told, and you've probably seen this figure too, look at the amount of money that's been skimmed from the gas tax that was supposed to go to fix the roads and bridges, over $1 billion in a 10-year stretch. And that went to, guess what, the general fund to patch all these budget holes. Patrick, why should you and Brad and I sit here and trust them? What have they done to earn our trust?
Exactly. And the voters last year in November, we voted for that lockbox. So let the money do what it's intended to do. Let that money go into those coffers and let the lawmakers use that money to actually fix our roads, fix our bridges, all these things that they talk about, the infrastructure. We get it. And I'm not anti-fixing roads.
Of course not.
You know, but when you tell me that you want to collect tolls and then her next sentence is, "Oh, and then we're going to fix the railroads with those monies and this and that."
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So
a
I'm going to pay
you know
for
what?
The roads so that you can go fix the railroads.
Yeah.
Oh, I see how it is.
And you see, Patrick, that's the devil in the details here. What do they consider a quote-unquote transportation project? Like I heard municipal parking lots. No. Let your city and town, if you're a city and town and you can't come up with the money, you have to go to the state to build a parking lot, do me a favor, go sell onions somewhere. Get out of government.
And people need to also understand what the economic impact of tolls are. Obviously, they're beginning to talk about cars and trucks. The governor spoke about just trucks only. You know, we all knew early on that wasn't going to work. Rhode Island's under litigation right now. We're waiting for those results to come out from that lawsuit. But people need to understand this trickle-down effect of tolling. The trucking companies are not going to eat the cost when they ship the goods in and out of Connecticut.
You bet they're not.
They're going to pass that on to the consumer. We, the consumer, are going to pay for that when we go shopping. They're already talking about increasing taxes on the groceries. So now put on the tolling fees that these trucks are going to pay. When does it stop? When does it stop?
Well, Patrick, I'll tell you something right now. I feel, and I said this the other day, that there's so many in this state that feel like we feel, okay? And you're going to see, I think, some surprises. I think we can pull this off. You got 4 years to pull it off, you know, because that's how long it's going to take them to do what they want to do. And I think that we can do it and keep at it and hit a home run. I really do.
I agree. And I think the key here is people need to look at what's been going on over in France. Those people stood up. They fought against their government. They're fighting against their higher taxes. There is no reason why the millions of people here in Connecticut that we can't be doing the same. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. These taxes, these increases, these tolls are going to affect every single one of us. So people need to strongly unite here. They need to get on this website. They need to sign petitions. They need to follow us on our Facebook page, No Toll CT. And, you know, every day we're asking people to do different things, calling different lawmakers, reaching out to, you know, people from their districts. That's what's going to change this from happening. And I'll tell you what, get on the phone and call your first selectman or your mayor and start there. Start at the ground level. Get them involved and tell them how the tolls are going to impact traffic on your local roads when they install congestive tolling.
And Patrick, we're up against it time-wise. We do have to run. Patrick Sasser from NoTollsCT.org. Patrick, call the show anytime you want.
Anytime you want.
Thank you, guys. So I appreciate that. Talk soon.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it. NoTollsCT.org.